The thing is real estate investing creates wealth, but most people don't tell you, which I'm gonna tell you, it takes a lot of time to build the wealth like a lot of people are actually claiming that they've made. And I'm gonna use that word intentionally, arrogantly, and whatever adverb you wanna give it. I mean, wealth building takes time. And a lot of people are saying I've made hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars within 1 to 2 years. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. I'm not gonna name names. I don't know who has or hasn't. I don't really care. But for me, in my own career, it's taken a lot of time. So the breakthroughs I've had over the last couple of years, as I've been really, really, you know, speaking to a lot of people in my podcast and doing interviews and teaching more, is that you can speed that up if you have the right equipping and empowerment and knowledge and mentors. I realized in my career that short-term vacation rentals can actually speed me up in the process of doubling and tripling and quadrupling my net worth. And fix and flips and wholesaling is nothing merely but active income. And even though I can probably put some people in place to run that side of the business when I walk away from it in the next 2 years, that real wealth comes from passive investing, long-term rentals and short-term vacation rentals. Now here's the thing, with long-term rentals, I've enjoyed investing in over 100 rental homes over the last 18 years, and they've created a lot of wealth for me. In fact, I sold 100 of them between 2015 to 2018, and I depleted my inventory as of 2 years ago. But I realized the tax implications over selling them really hurt me in the long run, so now I'm rebuilding back to 100 homes again. 70 are gonna be long-term rentals, and 30 are gonna be short-term vacation rentals. Now here's the thing, why am I concentrating more on long-term and short-term rentals? It's because of that passive income, but not just that. It's massive passive income. When you buy them right, when you buy them with strategy, you can create compounding wealth over and over and over again. And there's 5 different wealth generators. The first one is cash flow. Specifically in short-term vacation rentals, they throw off massive amounts of cash flow if you do them right. Much more passive cash flow than long-term rentals. So cash flow is king, as they say, but cash flow is key. And if I'm gonna focus on rentals again, I'm definitely throwing 30 or 40 short-term vacation rentals into the mix versus having 100 long-term rentals and limiting my cash flow. Long-term rentals only give you so much. The second thing is you have appreciation. Everybody knows that 90% of wealth in America has been created through real estate. A lot of that has been because you hold it for long durations of time. So over a period of time, real estate goes up and everybody knows about that. So I'm gonna have an upside in the value. Outside of that, I get depreciation. I get tax benefits from the government. It allows me to divide my value of the real property over 27 and a half years, and I get to deduct amounts of income away from my income. So it allows me to have more tax deductions and tax breaks by owning real estate. The fourth thing is the loan pay down. Whether it's a long-term rental or a short-term rental, my tenant or my guest is paying my mortgage and I'm slowly paying my bills down as the income comes in. As the income comes in, I pay down my mortgage as well as paying the expenses, but my mortgage is being reduced. I'm having principal reduction. And then number 5, which is what I love the best, is equity stripping. Equity stripping gives you so much more money and wealth than any of the other generators, because as long as you own the properties forever and ever, you can actually refinance these properties every so many years as your values go up with appreciation and your loan pay down is going down, your principal is being reduced, you're creating equity and you're getting sizable equity year in and year out. And then if you time it right with interest rates as they go up and down over a period of several years, you can actually reduce your payments, or maybe they go up a little bit, but if rents are going up and you structured this right, you can pull out massive amounts of money. And the best part is you don't pay taxes on it. It's tax-free because it's equity. It's not income. You didn't actively go out there and work to produce money. You refinanced it. You pulled out equity, a considerable amount of your value, and you stuck it in your pocket. And the government allows you to pull that out tax-free. So this is why I like it. This is why I'm focusing on rentals. This is the aha moment. This is why I'm concentrating on this. and I'll be walking away from the active side in 2 years. It took me 18 years to get to this point, studying real estate year in, year out. And a lot of it was because I didn't have social media. I didn't have influencers, celebrity real estate people. I didn't have the gurus. I didn't have the training programs. I learned this crap on my own. I was in the school of hard knocks and I didn't have mentors, but now you guys have mentors. So you can be on the fast track to success where it took me 18 years to get here. Maybe it takes you 2, maybe it takes you 8, but be very, very careful if somebody says that I can make millions in the first year or 2 years. It doesn't really happen that way. A lot of people are full of crap. So find the people you bear witness with and attach to them. Just run after them and learn and soak up everything you can from them. That's gonna put you up to success and set you up for that success.